Hi, everybody. This is Jennifer Johnson with the Ledgerlite Podcast. Today, I wanted to share with you an analogy that I thought of to describe the bookkeeping process and preparing financial statements based on bookkeeping information. Now, I've known about this analogy for a long time, but this is actually the first time that I'm going to be sharing it with anybody else. I think it makes a lot of sense to think of bookkeeping like working a loom and doing weaving on a loom. And I say that because, you know, when I was little, I had one of those potholder looms. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a square loom that you can get, and it has little things that are sticking up where you can weave your potholder. Again, I don't even know the names of the different parts, but you can weave a potholder with this loom, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And then when I got a little bit older, somebody showed me how you can make a loom with a big hair curler, one of those plastic hair curlers, and some bobby pins that you could tape to the hair curler. So I did that, and that became a little loom, and I could make thin little tubular scarves out of that. And it was really a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. And I like this analogy because if, you know, if there's a mistake that crops up, well, then you have to go back and you have to undo what you've done in order to get to the mistake and fix it. And that is the case sometimes in bookkeeping, where you have to go back and you have to undo some work in order to fix the mistake that you make, and then continue doing the work properly going forward so that your present reports will be accurate. And I'm sharing this with you because sometimes what happens is, you know, people find me on the internet somehow and they're having a problem in QuickBooks, and they call me and, you know, they want me just to fix that problem. And, you know, I tend to kind of poke around. I'm asking questions. And sometimes, you know, I can kind of hear it in their voice. I think maybe they get a little bit, you know, just a little bit annoyed or a little frustrating because they don't quite understand why I perhaps to them seem to be poking around, you know, asking questions that maybe they don't understand why I'm asking, or, you know, it just doesn't really make sense why I'm kind of digging in. Well, the reason that I'm digging in is because things that happened in the past in the bookkeeping file are impacting today's reports, especially the balance sheet. You know, keep in mind that if you ever run a balance sheet, you're going to notice that it only has an ending date on your report. It doesn't show a beginning date. And that's because the beginning date was the beginning of the firm, right? So, you know, you might have a firm that's 10 years old, and you're going to notice there's no beginning date on that balance sheet because the beginning date goes all the way back to the beginning of the firm. And so what that means is all that historical stuff, all those historical transactions are impacting the balance sheet as of today. Now contrast that with the income statement. If you'll notice on the income statement, which is also called the profit and loss report in QuickBooks, that does have a beginning date and an ending date. And you know, those transactions are only for a certain time period. Again, so the balance sheet is not like that. It's a cumulative report going all the way back to the beginning of the firm. So that's why I like to think of it like working a loom and doing weaving on a loom. Because if you can just imagine, you know, if you go all the way back, you can see how the prior work is going to be impacting what you're looking at today. So I hope this analogy was helpful. You've been listening to the Ledgerlite Podcast. My name is Jennifer Johnson. If you have any questions about accounting or tax or QuickBooks, please give me a call. My number is 760-933-8660, or you can visit my website at ledgerlite.com. Thanks for listening. Hi, everybody. This is Jennifer Johnson with the Ledgerlite Podcast. Today, I wanted to share with you an analogy that I thought of to describe the bookkeeping process and preparing financial statements based on bookkeeping information. Now, I've known about this analogy for a long time, but this is actually the first time that I'm going to be sharing it with anybody else. I think it makes a lot of sense to think of bookkeeping like working a loom and doing weaving on a loom. And I say that because, you know, when I was little, I had one of those potholder looms. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a square loom that you can get, and it has little things that are sticking up where you can weave your potholder. Again, I don't even know the names of the different parts, but you can weave a potholder with this loom, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And then when I got a little bit older, somebody showed me how you can make a loom with a big hair curler, one of those plastic hair curlers, and some bobby pins that you could tape to the hair curler. So I did that, and that became a little loom, and I could make thin little tubular scarves out of that. And it was really a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. And I like this analogy because if there's a mistake that crops up, well, then you have to go back and you have to undo what you've done in order to get to the mistake and fix it. And that is the case sometimes in bookkeeping, where you have to go back and you have to undo some work in order to fix the mistake that you make, and then continue doing the work properly going forward so that your present reports will be accurate. And I'm sharing this with you because sometimes what happens is, people find me on the internet somehow, and they're having a problem in QuickBooks, and they call me, and they want me just to fix that problem. And I tend to kind of poke around. I'm asking questions, and sometimes I can kind of hear it in their voice. I think maybe they get a little bit, just a little bit annoyed or a little frustrating because they don't quite understand why I, perhaps to them, seem to be poking around, asking questions that maybe they don't understand why I'm asking, or it just doesn't really make sense why I'm kind of digging in. Well, and the reason that I'm digging in is because things that happened in the past in the bookkeeping file are impacting today's reports, especially the balance sheet. Keep in mind that if you ever run a balance sheet, you're going to notice that it only has an ending date on your report. It doesn't show a beginning date. And that's because the beginning date was the beginning of the firm, right? So, you might have a firm that's 10 years old, and you're going to notice there's no beginning date on that balance sheet because the beginning date goes all the way back to the beginning of the firm. And so what that means is all that historical stuff, all those historical transactions are impacting the balance sheet as of today. Now contrast that with the income statement. If you'll notice on the income statement, which is also called the profit and loss report in QuickBooks, that does have a beginning date and an ending date. And those transactions are only for a certain time period. Again, so the balance sheet is not like that. It's a cumulative report going all the way back to the beginning of the firm. So that's why I like to think of it like working a loom and doing weaving on a loom. Because if you can just imagine, if you go all the way back, you can see how the prior work is going to be impacting what you're looking at today. So I hope this analogy was helpful. You've been listening to the LedgerLite podcast. My name is Jennifer Johnson. If you have any questions about accounting or tax or QuickBooks, please give me a call. My number is 760-933-8660, or you can visit my website at ledgerlite.com. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.